Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma has reached an $8.3 billion settlement with the Justice Department, resolving a years-long probe over the company's marketing and distribution of powerful opioid painkillers. But because the bankrupt company's assets fall short of $8 billion, Purdue will pay far less, just $225 million. The government is expected to cede the rest to allow more money to flow to states, counties, and Native American tribes that accuse the drug maker of fueling the opioid crisis. Purdue has also agreed to plead guilty to three counts related to payments to health care providers and other actions. The deal does not prevent the government from prosecuting owners and employees of Purdue in the future. At least 450,000 people in the U.S. have died from overdoses of prescriptions in illegal opioids since 1999. The U.S. reported more than 60,000 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. It marks the third straight day the number of newly reported cases has increased. Hospitalizations in the U.S. continue to increase as well. More than 39,000 people with the disease were in hospitals as of Tuesday. That's the most since August and the eighth consecutive daily increase. Meanwhile, hospitals and pharmaceutical companies say they're storing COVID-19 vaccines in secure undisclosed locations to protect against theft. Health officials are particularly focused on fending off professional thieves who target valuable medicines and have stolen COVID-19 tests, masks, and other personal protective equipment during the pandemic. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says it has arranged for U.S. Marshals to accompany shipments of COVID-19 vaccines once the shots are authorized for distribution. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.